see.
Oh, I can see, thank you. We haven't got the tape recorder on. We've been chatting for about 10 minutes and I haven't pressed the button, had I?
About the red button.
Yes, it was the red button I should have pressed. I thought I had, but it wasn't working.
What for?
So this is two treats we've got.
The batteries are flat.
No, the batteries aren't flat. I just haven't pressed the right button. So all the time we thought we were talking. We weren't really, were we?
Oh, this moment are coming.
Yes.
I just heard them.
I heard them as well. And the other men, Uncle Brian's telling us they're outside. And the other men came, didn't they?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Okay, Brian.
What were we talking about before when the men came round with the bags?
Talked.
What did we talk about? Well, you said there were two men busy, didn't you? Because Brian's busy. What's Brian busy doing?
Eating it.
Eating it? Yeah, Brian's busy in the front garden, isn't he? And the dustbin men were busy with?
Rubbish.
Collecting all the rubbish, yes.
That's towel's not rubbish.
What's not rubbish?
That towel.
Oh no, that towel's not rubbish, is it?
Oh.
Well, I think Brian's perhaps got the towel there in case he gets hot and sweaty, then he can wipe himself. I don't know why he's got the towel there. Because I think he's racing, he's rushing.
Yeah.
To put all the grassy things into the bag.
In the rubbish tin.
That's right, so he can seal it up and put it out with rubbish and the men will take it, won't they?
Hmm. And not see some of that grass again.
Yeah. Well, the other day Brian was taking all the grass out, wasn't he? And today he's doing lots of tidying up in the borders.
That's not a tidy up.
No, well, he's taken those. The grass roots went down so deep, Thomas, that he's had to pull some of the paving stones out to get at the roots. So he's had to pull out some of the plants.
Oh, sure, I can do that.
Well, when you're a big man, you'll be able to do it. Many will be wishing you had somebody to do it because you won't like doing it. Or perhaps you will. I don't know, maybe you will like doing it. Grandad likes being busy in the garden, doesn't he?
I love too.
Well, you like helping Grandad water. But it's quite different watering, wandering around with a watering can, watering plants, to doing lots of heavy digging and things. Especially if you haven't got a lot of time.
No.
Look, there's a lawnmower outside of Sue's house. The gardeners must be coming to do that.
Nice. Yes, the gardeners left that behind.
Well, the gardeners were cutting the grass last week, weren't they, on Friday?
Yeah.
And then I think it rained and they had to stop. And they've come back again today, haven't they, with the lawnmower?
But they left it behind.
No, it wasn't there a few minutes ago. Look, there's the gardener now. It wasn't there a few minutes ago. Mm. And the gardeners have arrived now with the lawnmower. They're going to cut Sue's grass. Can you hear the sound of his mower?
Yeah.
And then, after they cut the grass, they'll come here for some money, won't they?
Yeah.
We're paying the gardeners, aren't we, to cut Sue's grass? So the house still looks like there's somebody living there. Because if nobody cuts the grass will get really long. And then it'll look like the house is empty. And we don't want it to look like that, do we?
No. And it'll get out. A bathroom may get out.
What about the bathroom?
A bathroom may get out.
The bathroom be ticked out?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, look, there goes another bag of rubbish.
Bye.
Oh, the rubbish men.
Brian's getting lots of rubbish.
Yeah, Brian's doing a good job, isn't he? So, what I was saying before, he's had to move some of the paving slabs to dig deep enough to get the grass roots out.
Yeah.
And then when he's finished getting the grass roots out, he'll put the paving stones back and replant some of the plants he's had to move around.
The gardener's not got a lorry.
No, he hasn't. Normally has that little white lorry, doesn't he, that he puts all his bins on and his equipment.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the lorry's parked round the corner.
Yeah. There's some equipment there.
Some equipment there, yes. is quite pleasant out now, isn't it? I think we ought to go out for a little walk later, don't you?
No.
Do you know where we're going?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Don't know.
We're going to Joan Becky's house, aren't we?
But it can eat. It can not.
A little knot? What do you mean a little knot?
Because it can drink.
A little drink?
Not go by my.
Yes. It's quite windy and it's blowing the bin bag, isn't it?
What for?
Well, as he opened it up to put it into the dustbin, the wind blew it open. He's putting his gloves on. Oh, and he's telling you they're coming now. If he can see them. If he can see them. That's the window. Well, it's Becky's birthday, isn't it?
Now?
Yeah. Oh, look! Now, will the driver get out today? Yes, the driver's getting out of his car. Is that the driver that normally waves at you?
Yeah.
Is it?
Look, he's picking up your dustbin love bag.
Yes.
Brian.
To get ready to wave at them.
Wave. Not waving.
You watch this spin, man. Oops, oh dear, dear.
What happened?
Well, as he was tipping one of the bags into the dustbin, yeah. It came undone and all the grass fell out. Yeah. But it fell out of the bag and into the bin, so there wasn't really a problem, was there?
No.
Right. Bye-bye, men. I'm going to go into Sue's house, won't they?
Yeah.
Can't see the gardener at Sue's house. Perhaps he's gone to do the back garden. Oh, look, another dustbin man's come back. Oh, this is one of the dustbin men that wave at you, the one that's come back to help with the bags. So you keep waving.
I love that dustbin, Larry. I wish I had that indoors.
Do you? You wouldn't really like it indoors. It's a bit smelly, isn't it?
No, it's not smelly.
Right, off they go for another week. I hope they don't take that dustbin because that belongs to the gardeners, doesn't it?
No, I didn't.
There we go.
It's just one of the more dustbin bag.
Pardon?
Just one dustbin bag there.
Yes, we've got another dustbin bag there, haven't we?
Yeah.
There's Linda now.
Ryan!
Pardon?
Hello, Ryan.
Yes, look. Can you see all the things we've got in the garden now?
Yeah.
And look, the gardener at Sue's house, what's he doing?
Yeah.
He's got a special machine, can you see? It's not a lawnmower now. He's used the lawnmower. It's like an edger, isn't it?
Yeah.
He must be doing the edge of the lawns.
Yes, it is the edger.
Edger?
Yes, you are doing the edger.
Well, look, there's another lady busy out there. She's got the lady in the red sports car. She's got a spray gun in her hand. I think she's spraying for weeds or...
Oh, spraying for sweeties.
Spraying for sweeties, I think so.
I think
the sun's all gone in anyway.
What for?
Well, probably because everybody's decided to go out and do some gardening, so the sun's decided to go in.
Sun's out. Nobody can do everything.
When the sun's out, won't they?
Nobody can do anything.
Well, when it's very, very hot, people don't feel like doing anything. Do that, they just want to sit around and sip cool drinks and enjoy the sun. But when it's fairly sunny, it's a good time to do all sorts of jobs like the gardening, isn't it?
Yes, only there's just one dustbin bag and put some more rubbish in.
Is Brian going to put some more rubbish in the dustbin bag?
Yeah.
But he's missed the dustbin man now, hasn't he?
Yeah. But never mind.
To wait till next week, won't it? You can go in the compost bin anyway, can't it?
No, it can't.
Well, it can, yes. There's separate things for rubbish from the house.
No, it's going to leave it there and the dustbin man can get it away.
Oh, no, they won't, because the dustbin man won't be back now till next Monday, will they?
But never.
But do you not remember we've got different bags for garden rubbish? We've got green bags, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Black bags for household and green bags for a garden.
And play in my garden.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think we do need to go out at some point for a little walk, don't we?
No, I don't.
Listen, we're going to see Becky and Jo later because it's Becky's birthday.
Now?
Yeah.
It's Becky's birthday now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what happened last night?
The boys missed the spinning.
Was he? Yeah. What happened last night?
Not the wrong one, but it's some more rubbish in.
Yes, he's going to put some more rubbish in that bag, but don't worry, Thomas, the bag will stay until next week. We'll keep it here until next week.
Boys missed the spinning.
Yes, I know, but he did manage to get a few bags there, but they've got to be in special green bags, haven't they, to go in the garden rubbish collection. Look, the men at Sue's house with a big dustbin as well. What are they going to do?
In the dustbin lorry.
Well, I think they're putting it in the back of their lorry, aren't they? I wonder what they do with all their waste. All the clippings. They must have a big special tip to go to, mustn't they? Are we starting on the next house now, the next garden? Oh, look, did you see the side of that lorry there?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Don't know.
He's just tipped it down, hasn't he?
For?
Well, he must have wanted to get some equipment on, so he just lifted the side down. Can you see all the bins?
Mm.
That's the special grass box that he's carrying to the back of Sue's house. That fits on the lawnmower. So all the grass is sucked up into that big box.
Mm.
And then he must empty it into
his lorry.
The dustbins on his lorry and drive it off somewhere. Here's the lawnmower coming back. And he's going to the other Sue's house now.
Yeah.
Must be cutting her grass.
Yes.
Lots of noise today outside, isn't there?
Yeah.
So we were talking about Jo and Becky. What happened last night?
Hello.
Jo had another baby, didn't she?
Yeah.
Becky's two today,
mm-hmm.
And last night, exactly a day before Becky's second birthday, Jo's had a little boy, Matthew Adam.
I can't say Matthew Adam.
You can't say Matthew Adam, you just said it.
I didn't.
You did. So we've got to wrap up a present.
What for?
Jo wants it. I bet that man's coming for some money now.
Think so. Let's pay him.
Well, I'll pay him if I've got enough pennies.
Come in.
Do you think he's coming?
Mm.
He is coming, yeah. Right, so we're going to wrap these things up for Becky.
Oh, yeah.
What's
thought
the...
about that.
You thought about
it? I'm nearly crying then.
You were nearly crying then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Why are you nearly crying?
Because I just smacked the table.
You smacked the table and bumped into the table?
No, I smacked the table.
You smacked the table?
Like that.
Why did you nearly cry?
Because the table being rude.
Who was being rude? The table?
Yeah.
Why was the table being rude?
Because it got me upset, that's all.
It got you upset? The table got you upset?
Yeah.
That's a funny thing, isn't it? Right, we'll find the end of the sellotape and we'll stick it to the cloth there.
Where's that cloth?
This cloth.
Oh.
Right, so now what's on the wrapping paper?
Pussycat.
Pussycat. What sort of pussycats can you see?
Ginger butter.
It's one like ginger butter, isn't there a ginger one? What colour's the other cat?
White.
Grey and white, isn't it?
Grey and white, yeah.
And it says, the wrapping paper says, happy birthday with love. Happy birthday with love.
It says, happy birthday to Becky.
Yes. Right, so we've got some wrapping
paper. I'm reading it.
That says, with love, and there's a kiss, and that says, happy birthday. What are the kittens doing?
Don't know.
Looks like they're chasing a butterfly. That's not a kitten, is it? Oh, yes, it is. There's one stretching, look, chasing a butterfly. There's another one running from the butterfly. One's rolling, one's scratching. They're sweet. They're cute.
Yeah. Right. Let's put a present in.
Right, now what's this present?
Like a jigsaw.
It's like a jigsaw, isn't it? But it's not, it's a matching game where you've got to find the same picture. We bought this for Charlotte, do you remember?
Yeah.
Bought Charlotte the same present. I think we need to cut this wrapping paper a little bit because there's a bit too much, isn't there? I'll cut it there. Like that.
I wish I can do that.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
When I've cut that piece,
yeah,
I'll get you some special scissors.
Yeah.
And you can cut a piece.
Yeah! That'd be great!
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be fun!
The only thing is, I've got to find the scissors and I don't know where they are.
No.
Oh, yes, here they are.
There's the big scissors. Oh, little scissors.
Small scissors, there's special scissors for you, don't
they?
Let me cut a piece of this wrapping paper for you. There we are. Because these are very sharp ones when we need to use. Now look, let me show you.
Yeah.
There, they make wavy patterns. They're like pinking shears, those, aren't they?
Yeah. Those are very sharp.
Yes, they're not too bad, the ones I've given you, the children's scissors. Look, this game, you pick up one picture, this one's an umbrella, and you have to find another umbrella. Two matching things. Look, you find a picture of a mug there. Where's the other mug?
There.
Two apples.
An orange.
Two flowers and
two leaves.
Two leaves. That's right, you see, this game is for 1.5 to 3 years of age, and Becky's 2, so that's suitable for her. But it's a bit young for you,
though. But I can scissor! What?
You can scissor, you can cut.
Look.
Oh, yes, that's good.
I'm going to cut this side. Cutting this side. Cut that side.
That's right.
And the brush got rolling and scratching.
Yes, that's right. The wrapping paper's pretty, isn't it? There we are now. Celebrate.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh no, it's alright. I haven't finished mine either.
No.
And then after we've wrapped this, we've got another present to wrap for Becky.
Yeah, and two presents
for Becky. And we've got a gift voucher for the new baby, haven't we? We've already given Jo a card. In fact, we've given Becky a card, haven't we? Because we've already seen them.
And Sooty and Man.
And Sooty and Man, yes, we gave the card to Tony, Becky's
Hello,
daddy.
Tony.
I just
said
Tony. Yes, she did. It was very clever, heard you? Because he's a very proud man today, isn't he? Because he's become a daddy again. He's got a new baby. So we handed him a card, didn't we? And Becky's already had a birthday card, hasn't she?
Not finished mine yet.
No, I've not finished mine yet. Look, Felix is outside.
Hey,
Now I'm going to need some help from the guest rooms.
Right.
I guess I can
scissor yours.
Well, you can't scissor it, no, but if I put a little piece of sticky tape there.
Yeah.
Would you please put it down? Fasten it down for me. Good boy. That's a good boy.
I've not finished mine.
No, I still haven't finished mine yet. Should this paper crease? Is it quite a lot? Normally the wrapping paper we get from Marks & Spencer's doesn't crease as much, does it? Perhaps it's all the pussycats running around chasing after butterflies. I think that's what's making it crease.
Yeah.
Right, we've got one more piece of
sticky
tape there. Would you like to stick that down for me, please?
Not there.
Could you press that down for me, please? Good boy. I shall have to get some nail scissors to your fingernails because they are pretty sharp.
Not bad as mine.
Right. Now, what's the next present we've got for Becky?
Two presents.
Yes.
This is more like a sharp knife.
More like a sharp knife, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to take the price tag off that because I don't want her knowing how much we spent. But we'll keep the receipt there, and then if she wants to take it back, because she might already have this top. She asked for a long sleeve top, didn't she?
Yeah.
So that's what we've bought her.
I put that. There's some postcards for balls.
Yes.
Put that there. There's some babies.
Oh, do you think that's a nice top? What colour is it?
Blue.
Blue. And it's got little flowers on it, hasn't it?
There's some more paper for that.
We need some more paper for this. Yes, you're quite right. I'm just going to fold the top up. Oh, I remember we've got those little coat hangers to give Jo as well. They're not really a present, but we can take them to her, can't we?
Yes, you can. Mind Jo?
Yes.
Did I take that piece off? There we go.
Thank you. Do you like a little bit of sticky tape for your paper?
Yes, please.
Hey, well done.
Thank you. Oh, it's very sticky.
It is, isn't it?
Thank you. Put up there.
Right, we'll fill this top up. Like that.
Scissoring.
And scissoring.
Very well.
And I'll have to cut another piece of paper now for this, won't I? What we'll do, we won't wrap the hanger up with the present, but we'll take it in a separate bag because she might need a hanger, and the hangers are no good to us, aren't they? Little girl, two to three years, the hangers will be too small for a big boy, 3 to 4 years, won't they?
I don't want these bits.
Don't you?
No. I love this, these puppies.
Yeah. Right, there we are. The next time you see this top,
yeah,
Becky should be wearing it. So she likes it.
And now, more stickers.
Well, just a second, don't put on that.
I'm to do. And now I'm not a sticker.
No, because if you do that, it'll fall on the floor. Now. Just let the little piece off, and then you can help stick it. We've had a busy day today, haven't we?
Yeah.
And once we wrap this, we must go to Jo and Becky's
roll
house.
Roll over. Slow you'll fall over.
One fell out.
Ow!
You not cut yourself, have you?
Not yet.
Not yet, so I'll make sure you don't. We'll do without that, can't we?
No one that piece. I love this piece.
Yeah.
I want some more paper for this one.
Right. Would you like to put a bit of sticky tape on there for me?
Oh, come on.
Good boy. You dropped your piece of paper.
Sorry.
It's okay. Right. Well, then we've got a gift tag to write, haven't we? Do you remember how you drew on... Well, you wrote your name on Becky's card.
I have that paper.
Yes, you can have that piece of tape. Well, we'll have to write it again, won't we? On the gift tag to give to her with a present. The other thing we've got to do before we go out, Thomas, is we've got to put a jumper in the washing machine. Mummy needs to wash a jumper.
My jumper?
No, it's Mummy's jumper.
Oh, what jumper?
It's a brown jumper, but I want to actually pack it away because it needs a good clean first. Do you like some more sticky tape?
Yes, please.
You could always stick that piece to that piece, couldn't you?
Yeah. I want two pieces, please.
Well, if you cut this piece in half, then you'll have two pieces. Okay, go on. Stick that piece to that piece. That's it. I'll hold it so you can put the tape on. Put it over this bit and then you stick the two together.
The right next to it. Careful.
Here you are. You need to put some tape there to stick those two together. Look. I don't think the tape will cut through the sticky tape, Tom. The scissors, rather. Here, put this piece of tape on those two.
Oh, just a minute. I just put that in the sticky thing.
Right, come on, you're going to stick these two pieces together. Now the other way around.
And I want to.
All right.
That's what I do that tomorrow. I'm stuck in my finger.
Is it? You got stuck. Actually, we could play a matching game. Oh, Tom, it looks like a sticking plaster, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We could play a matching game with this wrapping paper, look.
Yeah.
Can you find two pieces of wrapping paper with ginger pussycats on?
Yeah.
That's one. Where's the other one?
There.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, that's mine.
No, right, there's Becky's present wrapped. Let's find a card and a gift tag. I'll just run upstairs and get my pen for her so I can write the card.
One more present.
No, we've wrapped both presents now.
That present.
There we are, the gift tag. Look at that. It's a white pussy cat saying with love.
I want a draw.
Just a second. I'll give you a pen in a minute. Dear, what shall we write, dear?
And Becky.
Dear Becky.
Yep. That's what I said.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Kill love.
Now, it's with love, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, with love.
With love. Thomas.
But there's more pieces.
Okay.
There's the rubbish for tomorrow.
Don't put a lot of rubbish on the floor, Thomas, because it's going to pick up, isn't it? No, please don't do that, love. No. Thomas, if you do that, I'll take the scissors off you. Now, do as you're told, please.
No.
Be careful. No, don't say no. Don't be naughty. Would you like to write your name on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now you have Mummy's pen. And we'll write Thomas. We'll write Ter.
Her.
It's R.
R.
M.
M.
M. A. A. What's the last letter?
Thomas.
Look at that.
Next.
Right. Are you happy with it, love, Thomas? There we are.
I put this, just hold on tight.
Oh, that's clever, isn't it?
Your present.
Right, 5th of June. That's right, that's in the corner. 5th.
I put that on your
June
hair.
June 2000. You're putting wrapping paper on my head. A happy birthday. We should have put a happy second birthday, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but never mind.
And then I think we'll just put over here and love from, or put also love from Jean. Peter,
Thomas,
and Purdy. Well, now you've already signed your name, haven't you? There, we'll give some more kisses on that side. That's good, isn't it? Look at that.
Some more sticky tape, please.
Right, well, let's just... Oh, we're just cutting some sticky tape, actually, for Becky's present. But I realise the gift tag has a little sticky thing on the back.
I've got some... I don't need that.
We don't need that on there now, because I've just realised it has a little sticker on the back. Look, so we just put the card on, because Becky likes pussycats, doesn't she?
Yes, and dogs.
And dogs, yes, they've got a dog of their own, haven't they? Right, so that's Becky's present.
And
I'll get a nice
a big one is my present.
There we are, well, this is in a carrier bag. She's already got a card. Joan and Tony have got their card. But we need to write a gift tag now for...
I want to hold that.
Well, you can carry the bag when we go to their house, can't you? How would that seem? Would you like a drink of milk before we go as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. Right, now, let's see what's on these cards. These are different cards.
Oh, I want them. Look at them.
You can, they're all the same. We've got three identical.
I mean, I hold them.
Oh, let's just look at them together. They're all the same, all three. Because one is a gift voucher for...
Did you know
it? Oh, yes, I saw it. It was going to that place where the skip is. Do you remember the house we walked past earlier on where the skip is?
Yeah.
Must be going around there. Oh, don't do that because you'd hurt your nose. You must be very careful with the scissors. Ever so careful with your nose. No, you never do that. You must be very careful.
Your finger now.
No. And never point scissors like that. Point them away from you. Yes. But if you're going towards somebody, never ever go to somebody pointing scissors, will you? You must turn them away. Never go, because if you fall with a pair of scissors in your hand, it'll either go into somebody or into yourself, so hold them away. Yeah?
Try that one.
That's right, yes, but never in front of somebody. That's a good boy.
Try that one?
Yes, that's exactly right. You clever boy.
So next look,
we've got a £10 voucher for Rachel.
Yep.
Because Rachel had a little boy. What's his name?
You.
No. Ben.
Charlotte.
Benjamin Thomas, he's called. Ben Thomas. Another Thomas on the close. So that's Ben. One for Ben. One for Matthew, which we're going to take now. We'll take Ben's after tea. And then we've got another one to post to a little girl, haven't we?
It's called Thomas.
No, the little girl isn't called Thomas. Look at this. This card came through the post. Look at this. Celia Kate. Look at this pink, pretty card with the pretty pink ribbon. Celia Kate, 18th of May 2000. £9, 11 ounces. That's a big baby. That's bigger than you.
Yes, it is.
And she's been born in Leeds, so we've got one of those vouchers, which is for her. One for Ben.
And one for Thomas.
And one for Matthew. So that's right. You just sit still now, darling.
I want to go tar. I said tar.
Tar? Mummy's just got to write this card.
I don't.
What should we put inside? A welcome gift for a gift to welcome Matthew. How about that?
No.
No? What would you like to write?
Oh, I love you. Mummy's and Daddy and Purdy and Thomas.
Oh, is that what you want to put
and
inside?
Slide.
And Slide. You want the Slide to have sent them a present as well, do you?
Yes, I do. With any doppy.
Let's just have a look at your nails. We really must cut those, mustn't we?
I want to cut.
Oh, not with those scissors, Thomas. No, no. You've got to be careful cutting your nails, haven't you? Well, let's write on the envelope.
I want to write on the envelope.
We'll write Matthew.
John.
Matthew, John. No. Only ever cut paper, Thomas. Please.
No.
No, don't keep saying no, I'm telling you. It was just cut paper with them. If you cut anything else, they'll go back in the drawer and you won't see them for a long time.
Mm. I want to.
Yes, well, if you want to, you just cut paper with them. You never cut your hair or point them at your eyes or point them at anybody else or your clothes or anything other than something Mummy gives you to cut at.
That's fine, that's your paper.
Is it? Oh, thank you.
I want that piece of paper.
That's fine.
So, just cut that.
What are you making?
A sweetie.
Are you? That's fun, isn't it? Never have guessed you would have chosen to make a sweetie. Yeah. You don't like sweets.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You like sweets?
Yeah,
yeah. And licorice. Yeah, and licorice. You kept that to yourself. I didn't know. If I had known you like sweets, I would have given you one.
Yes,
now. No, but you said you didn't like sweets.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't like sweets.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What sort of sweets?
Your sweeties bought in the liquor shop.
Sweeties we bought in the liquor shop?
Yeah.
Shall we get those little sweetie beads out?
What beads?
Beads.
Yeah.
Sweetie beads. Oh. From... the train tin. The diddly dum. The diddly dum. The diddly dum. The diddly dum. The diddly dum is coming to watch you.
Let's look at the front. Look! We've got some lights on the front.
Yes.
And lights on the back.
Yes.
And I am.
I'm going to open the lid. Oh, okay, manage. That's a good one.
Look! Yeah, not there. There's
there. There you are. Whoops! Oh, you have those and we'll save these for another day.
Yeah.
How many have you got there?
Two.
You've got one, two, three, four, five. Three, pink, one. What colour is this one?
Blue.
Yellow, and what colour was the one that you just popped in your mouth?
Blue.
Blue. That's right. I'm just going to look upstairs and get a pair of scissors so I can cut your nails.
Yeah.
Different scissors from the ones that you're using. And then we'll have a drink of milk, put a jumper in the washing machine, and then we must go. Okay?
Yeah.
I'll talk some more when we get back. Have you dropped one then?
Yeah.
Where's it gone?
Here.
You see it?
It's a white one.
A white one? All right. Would you like to just get down from your chair now? I'll have to lift the seat up. We had a white one. Oh, look, there's a £2 piece as well. There you are. Oh, it is a white one. I didn't actually have a white sweet one. We're looking at the colours. I can't really see what.
One of Daddy's monies.
Yes, one of Daddy's monies. A £2 piece that Daddy gave you yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, sit back in your chair, please, Naughty, your nails.
Look.
Right, these scissors are a lot sharper than the ones you're playing with, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, just a minute, there's somebody outside the door. Chair, please. We'll do this.
Mummy, one of Daddy's mummy?
Yes.
You like? Where did that come from?
Well, we just found this on the chair, didn't we? Tell you what, hold your hand over that piece of paper, and then when we're cutting your nails, they'll land a piece of paper, won't they? Like.
Look, there's a Mary. There's what? A Mary. There's another Mary. Yeah. Two Marys.
Marys? Why are you saying Marys?
That's a Mary, that's Mary.
Why are you saying Mary? I'm going to sit still while I'm doing this, Thomas, because otherwise I'm going to end up cutting your fingers. You usually cut your nails when you've been in the bath, don't you? Because your nails are a little bit softer. But the thing is... You really need to have them cut now, because if we're going to Becky's house and you're playing with Becky and you've got sharp nails, you might cut it. You don't want that to happen, do you?
No. I don't.
No.
Get a be crying.
She would be crying, wouldn't she? We don't want that.
No.
Right, Becky?
No.
You do. Becky thinks the world of you, doesn't she? What does she say when she sees you? Thomas! Thomas!
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah. Dead again.
Thomas! She doesn't say it quite like that, but she gets all excited, doesn't she? And what does she say when she sees Mummy?
Hello.
Do you not remember that day in church when she suddenly saw me?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Hello.
Don't shout Jean Jean.
No. It didn't.
You've gone quiet. What's the matter? Do you want to sit on your potty a few minutes before you go out?
No, I'm not. Don't like that. No, I'm not.
Be careful.
I'm plotting an adventure.
You're plotting an adventure?
This last phantom.
Who told you that?
Fireman Sam.
Fireman Sam told you?
Fireman Sam is plotting an
adventure. Yeah, don't do that,
it'll cut
your tongue.
Fireman Sam got plotting
an
air balloon. Hot air balloon.
Oh, I see. He was having an adventure in a hot air balloon. Was he planning it as a surprise for somebody?
Yes, Sarah and James.
Sarah and James. Right, who are Sarah and James?
They're twins.
Twins?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't do that, Thomas, on the cloth. It'll cut the cloth. You only ever cut paper with scissors. Oh, right. So he planned a surprise for them. Was it their birthday? Or
no.
No?
Of course not.
Well, I just wondered why he was giving them nice, such a nice treat. And it's a wonderful treat, isn't it, to ride in a hot air balloon? Tell me the story. What happened?
Sam James... Well, they'd go on a hot air balloon.
Right.
So, Norman knocked two ice cream down.
Right. Sarah and James wanted to go in a hot air balloon.
And
what about Norman and some ice cream?
He kept it down. On his head. On his head.
He tipped it down on his head?
Yeah.
I don't really follow Tom, so I don't quite understand what was happening there. Why did they do that?
Because I don't have ice cream.
Well, what's that got to do? What happened with the ice cream? I don't really understand, Thomas.
And I've gone on a payment.
That he dropped their ice cream, or they dropped their ice cream?
And James dropped his ice cream on the road.
And was he very upset?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
But why did they end up having a ride in a hot air balloon?
Because his nail is weak.
Because what?
His nail is weak. Plot.
His nail weak?
Plot. Plot.
You're on another planet, laddie. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm plotting an adventure.
You're plotting an adventure? I think I'll plot one and put you in the garden. That'd be a good adventure, wouldn't it? Put Thomas outside and see what happens. You'd probably quite like that, though, wouldn't you? No, don't do that, just on the paper. You've got to be very careful with the scissors because they can cause an injury to somebody, can't they?
Yeah. Plot.
So, once Fireman Sam had plotted this adventure, did they end up going up in the hot air balloon?
No. They said, wait and see. Wait and see.
Who had to wait and see? The children?
Yeah.
So, are you still waiting to see if they ever went up in the hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Do you think they did?
Yeah.
And what do you think they would see when they were up in the air?
Lolly.
Did that hurt?
It didn't.
Didn't it?
No, that one's got something in there on it.
Sorry, I've not made a very good job of cutting those nails, and it's because they're so hard. I'm sure I would have hurt you then. I didn't mean to. Ah, that one has. There. All gone now. Snippety snip. Your thumbnails seem to grow
bigger.
Quicker than the others, don't they? It's like your big toe. Have you noticed? Do all the toes and your feet, the big toe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is the one that grows quickety quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. As a baby, I always have the big feet, yeah.
When you were a baby, you had big feet?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Michael Butcherman.
Michael Butcherman? I don't think you've ever spoken to Michael Butcherman about big feet, have you?
Right. Plot.
No, you don't do that scissors, Thomas. I'm just for cutting paper. Not for anything else.
Plot.
No, no, you never do that. Come on, I better take them off you now because you're not... It's no good saying... Listen, you cut paper only. They're too dangerous to...
No, it's not.
It is, and you never pull it.
It's not.
It is. Now, which scissor do you think? Which hand do you think the scissors are in? My right hand or my left?
That one.
What's that one?
Got some.
Which hand is it? The right hand or the left one?
Let's see when that one's safe.
Oh, but which hand is it, the right or the left?
That one.
This is the left? Or is it the right?
Let's open it. Ah, it's the left.
And this is the right hand. Think it's in the right hand?
No. Look, look here.
You've got some sellotape on your socks. It's just sellotape sock. Is that to keep your feet together? Stick your feet to your legs so they don't drop off. Oh!
I need my
snow. Where are they? They've gone. They're not in either hand, are they?
Not there.
No? They're not there.
I got something. A new eye drop.
What have you dropped?
A sellotape!
Oh, well done, clever boy. Oh, what's your head?
Alright, it's one step. Look! What have you got?
Right, what we've got to do now is get a cloth to wipe these little bits of fingernail up. Don't touch those. No, they're presents for people. No. You want to draw?
Yes.
Right, well, listen. Let's clear the table and we'll get a piece of paper and you can do some drawing.
There's lots of signs that come in. No drawing!
Is it? Oh, you brought some signs from your train set. I'm sure it doesn't say no drawing. It says no crossing the platform, doesn't it?
It's saying crossing a line, that man.
Yes, I think it means you mustn't cross the line.
No, it doesn't.
What do you think it means?
It says no drawing.
No drawing?
No Twinkies or cakes on
the Christmas. Yes, it does actually. So we'll permanently put that up in our house. And then nobody will be allowed sweets or licorice or cakes.
Or Sweeties.
Especially Sue.
And there's a train coming to knock them over. Knock over.
The train's coming to knock them all over?
Knock.
Oh dear. A bit of a mess, isn't it?
Not a big mess. It opened and that. And there.
Should hop in that carriage. Yeah. Hop. There we are. Hop.
And that car's going. Thank you. And it's going. Fast. You want to get off the train?
I wouldn't mind, please.
The door's open.
Nice.
You hopped off.
Yes, I've hopped off.
Okay. It's going. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I've not missed the train, have I?
Yes, you have.
Oh, no.
There's another one coming.
Well, that's all right then. There's usually another one, isn't there? Would you like to pop that in the list there for me, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Stopped in with some sweeties in it. Got some sweeties in it.
Has it?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You hopped in now.
Yes.
Okay. Dibbly dum, dibbly dum. You want to get off?
Dibbly dum.
You want to get off?
No, I'll get off at the butcher shop. I'll stay on the train a bit longer, please.
But that's a butcher shop.
All right, I'll get off here then, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
You hopped off now. You hopped off. Well, you hopped off, Mummy. Right. But this is a butcher shop. This is a butcher shop here.
Okay, well, I'll get off the train. Thank you.
The doors are open.
I might go and see Michael the butcher. What shall we buy?
Bacon and sausage.
Bacon and sausage from Michael. Okay.
A bacon. He hopped off the train now.
Yes.
Go. Dibbly-dum. Away. On the left, back home.
Oh, yes, please. If the train's going back, that would be very helpful, wouldn't it?
All right. Up in that back carriage.
Shh. Oh, boo. Boo boo!
It's ready to step off! Mummy!
Yes?
But it's going now!
Am I missing it?
Yeah! It's going!
Oh dear!
But Alex can turn back!
Does he turn back especially for me?
Yeah! You can hop in that back.
Well, that's good service, isn't it?
The doors are open. It's open now.
Right.
It's still there. It's not going.
Why is he not going? Is there a problem?
No, it's not a problem. It's waiting for you. I got on the train. That's all.
Right.
You hopped in?
Yes, I've hopped in.
Look there. It's a good tape. Right. It's going now. Home.
I'll tell you what I could do with getting from this.
Yeah?
If the train's going near the post office, I need a stamp.
Okay.
You think he's going near a post office?
Yes, it is. It stopped. God, there's a post office there.
Right, look, let me a second. Just let me go buy some stamps.
It's more like parking the car.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, you mean the train stopping? Is it more like parking the car?
Yeah. It is. You hopped in now?
Yes, I hopped in. I sat down, thank you.
Because a friend's come going to get a friend.
I do hope the drinks thing comes round in a minute. That would be nice. Wouldn't it?
What say?
If the drinks machine came round, the buffet car.
What say?
Well, when I